And my daughter just tore a slip, just waved it, and people stopped, you know, to help her. That's one thing we got good down south. A lot of people that tries to help each other. So few that don't. And somebody stopped along the road, and then they got them to a hospital. But that's what's good about the South. I don't know about up north, but I understand that people are very distant. They doesn't mix easily. They're all, but I guess in one way, you know, it keeps out of trouble. But
well, if you come over to Atlanta, I want you to visit me.
I sure would if I ever get there.
Yeah.
I'm planning on going to California pretty soon. I have a daughter who has been in Germany with her husband. He's in the Army. They've been out there. This is they stayed 3 years and they came back to Alexandria. They stayed 2 years there. They went back and they stayed 3 more years in Germany. Now they're in California. I don't know what part I forgot.
You got a son in the Philippines and a daughter in California.
Yes. My son was in Colorado. I went to visit him there. But he asked for a transfer to the Philippine island because his mother-in-law was very sick. She was dying of cancer. And of course her daughter wanted to be with her for the last months, you know. And so instead of giving him the Filipina then, they gave him Alaska. So they went to Alaska and they was there for about a year. I think she went to visit her mother and then she went back to Alaska. And then they did give him a transport to the Philippine Islands. So he'll be 3 years over there. And when he says he's gonna make a career of it. I forgot, I think it's about 15 years or longer that he's in the service. And he said when he's out, he's coming to Baton Rouge and he's gonna buy 50 acres of land and they're gonna farm and raise cattle. They want cows and goats. So?
Okay, now, if the fire chief came to the fire alone, he might, what might he drive over in? He might drive over
in a car? He comes in most of the time with a little red car he comes in.
Yeah.
I don't know what you call a car. I don't know the name of cars, but you do come in a car.
But now, what cruises down through the neighborhood most of the time? I mean, is there somebody who, you know, kind of watches over the neighborhood?
Well, I hear them passing, but I don't know whether they're just crewing the neighborhood or if they're going to a fire. But every night you hear them.
It
isn't one night you don't hear a fire engine or a police car passing.
Okay.
But they pass it on State Street or Nashville, but we can hear them from here.
All right. What do they call them, those things, you know, that the police come in?
All I know is a police car.
Okay.
And they have the sound on there. Sound.
Yeah. Have you ever seen them, the big kind of things they'll use when they go to a place to lock everybody up, you know? What do they bring in? They bring in a big, they call that a
Police wagon? A patrol. We call it a patrol wagon.
Patrol wagon?
Yeah, I don't know if they still call it. We call it a patrol wagon. They used to have a big black one a long time ago. They used to get the people in. You know, when somebody do something and they was going to go to jail, they put them in this big black wagon, and we call that a patrol wagon. But now they have all the cars are blue now. The patrol wagon and the police cars, they're all blue. Even the touring office, they're all in blue.
Yeah. What do the police have, you know, maybe that would fly up in the sky?
Helicopters. That's the only thing I know.
Yeah. You seen those?
Yeah, I see them all the time. I don't know if the police are in there all the time, but if helicopters fly over all the time. In fact, during the summer, the helicopter flies over and disinfect for mosquitoes. They come down low enough, and it has a big smoke, looks like a big fog, and they spray it all over.
And it makes it all fall?
It all comes down to earth.